Hello, darlings. Welcome back. And we are on day 19. Yahoo! Think like a millionaire. Know that your potential is unlimited. You are made in God's image. You are a limitless being. The only limits you have on yourself are self-imposed limits. You can break free from any obstacles and patterns. You are free to return to the Garden of Eden. The limitless flow of the universe. You open the garden gate by choosing to get in the flow of gratitude, thankfulness, joy, and celebration. Choosing to be all you can be takes discipline and commitment. If you were born into a family whose wealth was predictable by the constant limited beliefs, you can now take steps towards change. Know that you are going to be on a mission. If your parents spoke limiting abundance beliefs, you were brainwashed. You can unbrainwash yourself now. This is a research project. Obviously, limiting statements like work is hard or the rich get richer and the poor get poorer are easy to identify and clear. Other negative conversations may hide out, lurking in your subconscious. Be relentless as you continue to claim your divine right to fully embody riches in all areas of your life. Replace the negative affirmations of failure with statements of your glorious divinity. And here is a wonderful list of self-validating affirmations. I am a radiant being of light. Go ahead and say that. I am a radiant being of light. I am divinely guided. I am divinely guided. Everything I touch turns to gold. I have the Midas touch. Everything I touch turns to gold. I have the Midas touch. I am the master of my money. I am the master of my money. Love and appreciation awaits me at every turn. Love and appreciation awaits me at every turn. My family and friends love me and love my rise to success. My family and friends love me and love my rise to success. My lifestyle supports my joyous, balanced reality. My lifestyle supports my joyous, balanced reality. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. Can it get any better? Can it get any better? Be available to receive new ideas and information. You were not meant to live in a vacuum. Human beings are social creatures who learn, grow, and develop by interacting and collaborating with others. Remember the successful alliances you have participated in. What made them work? Was there a leader and followers? Was it a peer-to-peer partnership? Deepak Chopra is one of the world's greatest collaborators. He is always joining forces with others to add diversity and flavor to his offerings. His potency and impact in the world is greatly expanded by his intentional alliances. Join the Genius Millionaires Club.
Be one of the wise elders who recognize the power of sharing of information and collaboration. If you read one book per week for 18 months, you will have accomplished a mastery level of knowledge in the subject you are studying. Be brilliant. Love your life, and it will love you back. Speak about how much you love your life. As you proclaim the joy and gratitude you have for your life, you alter your environment. Your blissful, energetic broadcast becomes a happy emotional virus that spreads throughout your realm and amongst your friends. What you will discover is that in your celebration of life, people will naturally be magnetized to you. You will be asked, "Where does that sunny sparkle come from?" You will draw in love, happiness, and success as you radiate your passionate enthusiasm for your blissful life. Everywhere I go, love awaits me. Live with energy and integrity. Think about the wildly successful people you know. These are the people who are racing mountain bikes, skiing over exotic mountain ranges, adventuring around the world, moving and shaking, living in passion and happiness. What is your inspiration? Go ahead and take out your guidebook or your notebook, and I'm going to have you answer three questions. What is your inspiration? And I'd like you to just write down two or three things that really inspire you to accomplish and achieve all that you were meant to, all the possibilities that you want to bring in. Do you have a personal role model for a fully engaged, passionately lived life? Super good. And then anything else, any other thing that you can answer about inspiration and role model. So anything else that comes to mind, it's not formulated in a question, but something that really stimulates you to be incredible. Maybe you've overcome an obstacle and now it's just a fun game. You know, really look inside yourself. What pushes you? What drives you? What creates a firm foundation or the fertilizer for you soaring?
Thank you.
Ignore the past and focus on the future. The past is over and done. Give it a break. Give a rest to the looming thoughts about how things did not go your way. Just put it to sleep for now. Your body literally regenerates itself completely every 7 years. You are not the same person you were in your past. Become a present moment person. Be in the here and now, fully awake in this glorious moment in time. Who are you now? I am a radiant being of light. And I'd like you to list in your guidebook 3 new things that you were not 7 years ago that you are now. Radiant being of light. Let's go ahead and take just a minute in your guidebook. 3 things about who are you now, new, improved, and upgraded. Okay, rerunning past events and misfortunes only bring more misfortune into your present life. Give yourself a break. Let yourself off the hook. This is your time to shine, so bring it on, baby. Dress the part. Sometimes the shift comes from powerfully owning your appearance. The way we present ourselves and our product productions to the world changes our vibration. If you need to dress it up, have fun and get her done. Whenever I've felt a little low and needed a boost, I have dressed up. A new outfit can do a world of good for the emotional body. Get rid of clothes that no longer serve or send out signals to the universe that you're lacking in abundance. Letting go of frayed t-shirts, slightly stained coats is a must for your transformation. When you feel put together and look good, people will treat you like the king or queen you truly are. I have experimented with this. Go to Macy's in stretch pants and a frumpy hoodie and see if anyone gives you the time of day. Go back another day, nicely dressed with accessories. Every clerk will give you extra attention. Watch the universe move by the signals you're sending out. Recently, I attended a fundraiser sponsored by the Rotary in Tiburon. I was wearing a fun BB's leather jacket and 6-inch platform shoes with stylist Giorgio's dress slacks. Who should approach me on the street but a handsome, well-dressed owner of a very cool Lamborghini. He had made a breakthrough in bodybuilding supplements and had made his wealth early on in life. Although we were not a match emotionally, I sent the message of being a joyful, abundant woman. You can send that message out while you're in the process of building your abundance. Take a good look in your closet and drawers. Clean out the items of clothing that are not your size, are worn out, are out of style, a little bit stretched, a little bit something wrong. It's your time to tell the world you take yourself seriously. Along with this, I want to recommend that you take on getting your body in great shape. Get yourself fit and healthy. You will craft a healthy, vibrant body in which you enjoy your abundant life for many, many years to come. You are a competent, capable human being. There is so much more to you than your money, your sports cars, your mansions, or your titles. You are a precious child of God. You are capable, competent, loving, and lovable. Enjoy knowing that you have already made it. Remember, all the rest is frosting. And bliss is an inside job. All right, my dears, and we are ready to review the homework. As usual, increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list. Practice your meditation. Special treat today, I'd like you to clean out your closets and drawers. And maybe you're going to be making a donation to Salvation or Goodwill or Dress for Success, the women's program. So I want you to fill up boxes or bags if you're a fella. You know, go to Salvation Army and drop them off. Literally, they don't want raggy things. So, you know, throw in the trash things that are torn, okay? And then notes to self. And you're going to chart your progress again. What I saw during my abundance meditation, what I felt, what I realized, what I generated. And notice any changes in yourself. And then celebrate those changes. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens to you in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and a joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!